Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, they've made a move. You have injured tackles. What do you do? You go sign a tackle. So that's what the Browns have done. Welcome back to Basket of Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. Okay, you've made a move. You brought in a tackle. A young gentleman named Chim Okorafor, who played at Benedictine College in Kansas, where he was an All-American. So that's good. It's good to dominate the level you're playing in, Andy. It's the way to go.
I like the fact he's got a little bit of experience. So, that I mean, it's reassuring, right?
He doesn't have experience.
No, a little bit of experience, at least.
In college?
Yeah.
It's nice to have offensive linemen who played college football. Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I think that's a really good thing. He was an NAIA All-American. And there are a lot of guys who have played smaller levels of college football who have gone on to do really big things. Most important thing about Chim Okorafor right now, he's walking pain-free.
See? So he's got that going for him.
There it is. That's the most important thing for this young man as he comes to town, and we'll try to make this team. And by golly, I'll bet we see him coming up on Saturday.
Let's keep plugging away, little buckaroo.
Yeah, Let's get through this.
That's what I'm thinking.
Do you have faith in someone that's never played to protect your number one quarterback that you –
Well, he might not be in there when the number one quarterback's on the field. Don't you think?
No, I'm hoping that he's not.
Jermaine Ifedi should start at left tackle coming up against Seattle. And so if you have Ifedi who's been here and has played for you, and you have Betonio, Posick, Teller, Dewan Jones, you can roll your quarterback out there for a little while, right?
Yeah, I'll go back to something you said earlier in the show that kind of makes sense for Deshaun. Get him out there, do some super high percentage plays that probably won't get him hurt.
Get the ball out fast.
Stay behind your best offensive lineman.
Do not drop back in the pocket. Yes? Do not drop back in the pocket.
I just don't know.
Real quick drops, 3-4-step drops, get rid of the ball. Get rid of it fast. It's like you're running the Mouse Davis run and shoot offense. Back, boom, out.
Do you think that's what he'll do, though? That's my question.
Well, he better.
I don't know. I think you put a quarterback in a situation where all of a sudden they see the pocket collapse, and do you think he's just going to take a knee? No, I think he's going to try to make a play. I just think that's a natural instinct for a quarterback, and you can't really worry about all the other things that are going on.
Natural instinct for a quarterback shouldn't kick in until the regular season.
Yeah, okay, exactly, right? So tell someone to play that way their entire career, and then all of a sudden go, you know, it's a preseason game. You better know that when you go out there.
Do you agree with me?
That's when you get hurt.
Seriously. It shouldn't kick in until the regular season. You're not trying to make any plays in a preseason game. You're trying to get out.
Yeah, I know that's what you're saying, and I think that's
the
comment. I just don't think you can tell an athlete not to be an athlete.
You can tell him you're doing a quick drop and getting rid of it. There's the slant. There's the screen pass. Get out. Can't you?
You can tell him that, but you also know that there are 2-3 other reads on a play where you've got wide receivers that are running downfield that can bail you out if you think something else can happen. And I don't think that when you say hut and get the ball or hike when you get the ball that you can think about it's preseason, regular season or not. It's football. That I know what you're saying on paper sounds great. I just don't think you can. I think it's very difficult to ask an athlete to do that. Hey, by the way, if everything starts to clap, just take a knee. Just take a knee. And then hope that somebody on the other side of the ball doesn't blow you up before you get there. Especially somebody trying to make a team. Although you would think that he'd only be out there against Seattle's ones. But who knows? I'm concerned about this game on Saturday. I'm not trying to be paranoid about it. I just don't like the fact that we don't have any linemen. Tackles, in particular. We do have linemen, but I don't want to put my number one quarterback out there unless I've got my best five guys on the line for a game that means nothing and you're just trying to execute plays. But by the same token, I know he needs plays. This is a really weird place to be. That's why I wish they had a different format. I like the fact that if Kevin Stefanski enjoys having these joint practices, let's have those joint practices and then sell those to some local TV station the way you're already selling your preseason game so you can make some money locally that you can't make during the regular season because that's the only place where you don't really have to revenue share with the rest of the league. I don't know. Yeah. I don't think you can do the joint practices at a stadium, though. You need two fields going at once.
The nice thing here about Okorafor, he played in the UFL with Michigan, and he was with the Browns earlier in training camp. So you bring him back, and you put him out there, and hopefully he becomes something.
Yeah, I don't know how else you can look at it.
I don't know that you can. And in that situation, you know, just get through Saturday, correct? Just get through Saturday.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do. Jim is in Strongsville. Hello, Jim.
Hey, I kind of, just real quick, Jeff, if that's the attitude, then don't play him. I mean, seriously, you're not going to get any. If the idea is, well, we're just going to drop him back, then don't play him. The risk obviously outweighs the reward in your mind, so just don't play him because otherwise you're not accomplishing anything.
And, Jim, you might be right. The only thing I'm wondering is this, and I don't know the answer. We'd have to ask Kevin Stefanski. Does he think that unit, the first team unit, needs to get on the field together in some kind of a game setting, even if it's something where you're just going to have Deshaun hand up, just to like run through, get some plays in, get them called in the huddle, just to like have a dry run and make sure that you call stuff that won't get him hurt. Would that be beneficial? And if not, then you're absolutely right. Don't play him.
If you're going to put training wheels on, you might as well just sit him. But to the Guardians, Jeff, take your finger off the panic button, okay? Just look, this is baseball. Yes, we're in a pennant race. It happens, man. The Twins and Royals aren't bad teams. They're good teams. You're not going to run away from them. I get it they had a bad weekend. I get it they haven't played all that great since the All-Star break. But the idea that there's some magic mystery elixir down in AAA, you're not going to find that. That's not going to happen. You've got to give the guys that got you where you're at, which, by the way, we're talking about a team that's been jumping back and forth between the best and second and third best team in the American League. So what? Let the team try to get out of it. I don't understand this need to just hit the panic button and start ejecting guys.
But I'm not panicking on this. What I'm doing is I'm looking at guys who clearly haven't been very productive, and I'm trying to find maybe a hot bat like Will Brennan has had since he's come back, Jim. That's my only thought on that.
I get it, but you were saying over the last 3 weeks. I mean, we know baseball. What messages send to these? They're all young guys. What messages send to them? If you pull the plug on them and don't give them an opportunity to get out of a slump. I get that it worked with Brennan, but it doesn't always work. I mean, sometimes that crushes the guy's confidence. Look, we're 6 weeks from the end of the season. This team is what it is. They're either going to get it done or they're. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, but Jim, they've done that with everybody. Like, there's how many guys haven't kind of gone back and forth? Or I mean, if they send Schneeman back, is that going to be the end of the world for him? Again, you said in the beginning, it's baseball, and part of baseball. If you're not, you know, Jose Ramirez, you're going to get sent up and you're going to get sent down. It's just the way it is.
I'm all for finding lightning in a bottle. I mean, yeah. I this team could use that, but I just don't think we can count on it and think it's like, you know, like sometimes you just are what you are. And this team, so far, we're pretty far into the season. We are what we are.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how this race is going to. I think that you need to look and just see how close things are in the American League and in the National League. How close these races are. I mean, Boston's seven back, right?
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the top spot, I'm looking through some of. Let me look at the wild card true standings. I'm looking at some of the standings, and you know, Boston's 3.5 back now. Look, and
I said Yankees plus, Twins plus.
You know,
I said this last week before they lost three straight in Milwaukee and didn't score any runs. And nothing against these guys because I think they've both served their purpose when they've been here and they've both had their moments. But right now, you have both Schneeman and Freeman who play a lot of spots. And aren't hitting. You don't need both of them here. Send one down to AAA, say, hey, go stay sharp, be ready, and we're going to take a look at somebody else. That's what I would do. Zach is in Cleveland. Zach?
Guys, just jump on this this Guardians talk really quick. I agree with the last caller. I don't think we need to pull any strings and hit any panic buttons. Can we just ride it out, see what happens over the next week? And I think that's when it's time to hit the panic button if we don't win another series before then.
All right.
Especially, yeah, because, Andy, it's close. Like, you were looking at those standings there. I was surprised watching that game last night with the Yankees and the Tigers. I was surprised to see the Tigers were 9 games out of the wild card spot. I was like, whoa, I thought they were pretty rough when we played them last.
They're 8.5 right now. Yeah. They picked up a half game in this phone call.
I was like, holy shit. But to jump on this this preseason joint practice talk, I think I heard you mention it for a second there, Andy, that it probably wouldn't be possible to do at the stadium, which prompted me to call.
Yeah.
The Haslams and the team would make tons of money off concessions, right? If they announced this as if they did 4 seasons of training or 4 weeks of training camp, just like they do now, and just have every single Sunday or Saturday or even Friday night lights, right?
Right.
Free entry to the stadium so you can bring your families and you can bring kids that'll, you know, families that don't have enough money, that kids will never be able to see a game in this stadium, and hopefully
fireworks, just like they did when they would do the scrimmage. I agree. Well, you know what tickets were going for on Saturday?
And look how empty it was on Saturday.
And do you know what tickets were going for?
Yeah, no.
How much?
$5.
I was going to take my girlfriend's kids because we took them to a preseason game last year for we sat in a dog pound for $5.
It's a great. I think it's a great experience. I mean, would it be great? I mean, would it be nice to be able to see some of the starters play? Yeah, and I don't know how they can. You're right. I don't know how you do the joint practices without having a second field available at the same time.
Yeah, it would definitely be tough to get the starters in there too. Like, I mean, it would still be controlled, right? I mean, maybe they do a 50-yard field and they just run certain plays, or you put the ones of the defense against the. Yeah, it's tough. It would be definitely tough to navigate. I mean, it's going to be tough regardless because these guys are going to. I mean, they're going to want more money if they're going to play more games.
All right, Zach, thank you very much. Might be true. I just think we've reached the point where the preseason games are just, other than a television product that people don't really tune into.
Well, people will watch it. People watch spring games for college football. I think people would watch joint practices. They would.
Would you? I'd like to hear about it.
I just don't know if you can bet on a joint practice.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.